one night, I'll never forget it, I may have heard Ellington before, either on a recording or live, but that night I heard some music which absolutely blew my mind. And the instrumentation and the colors of the sound, and you know, timbre and color are my main fortes in my composing, one of them, harmony and timbre and color. I heard some sounds that, you know, just amazed me. And I knew I'd never heard sounds like that in any of the classical music that I was also studying and listening to. I was studying music from the scores and from recordings. I became a record collector when I was 12 years old, you know, in both jazz and classical. And I called my father and I said, "Hey, I just heard this most amazing music. And by the way, I think I heard two bass clarinets in a piece." Well, that turned out to be wrong. It was just Barney Bigard playing in a very low register and Harry Carney playing bass clarinet. But it sounded like two bass clarinets to me. So anyway, and I said, "The sounds are so amazing, and there's nothing like that in classical music." And he sort of, you know, he had no understanding for jazz. And I tried, by the way, later to get him to play jazz on the violin, you know, stylistically, rhythmically, and he could not relate to it at all. And this was a fantastic musician, but I knew lots of people like that, many of whom came from the old country and didn't, you know, grow up on jazz in any way. They just couldn't make the transition. Later, that became much more common, of course. Then about 2 days later, I said, "You know that music that I heard the other day? I want to tell you something. I think that music is as great in its invention, imagination, creativity, technical perfection, including the performance, as any music in classical field. I.e., Ellington is as great as Beethoven." Man,